Christians are giving a voice to the oppressed Karen people of Burma. A New Year's resolution could be helping children, and interns are needed for cross-cultural ministry this summer. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While January 4th marks Burma's independence, the Karen people there won't celebrate. Thousands have been killed and are now refugees because of attacks by the government. Thousands escaped across the Thai border. Now the Thai military is forcing them to return, saying it's safe. Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein says that's not true. The Karen face genocide.
It's estimated that over 3,300 villages have been burned to the ground. Women have been raped and murdered, putting landmines around the villages to starve people to death. It just seems like the international media is not talking about it.
Klein isn't sure why. That's why they produced a DVD documentary and prayer guide.
We're hoping for a grassroots movement. We're praying that the Christians in America would rise up and say, this has got to stop. And first and foremost, pray, but also that people would start talking about it and tell their neighbors, tell their friends. Show the DVD to Bible study groups.
Get your DVD at our website, The Karen Are Coming to Christ. Your prayerful and financial support can help VBB partners do even more. Meanwhile, today there are more than 140 million orphans around the world. Last month, we asked you to join Orphans Heart and other Christians around the world for the 40 Days for the Fatherless prayer effort, specifically to pray for the many needs at the Children's Malnutrition Center in San Juan, Guatemala. Brian Gilpin with Orphans Heart says prayers were answered.
A group of pharmaceutical company representatives gave more than 50 cases of children's medications for the Malnutrition Center. Many of these medications are very expensive, and in fact, it's one of the greatest costs that we have at the center.
This allows them to fund the treatment of more Guatemalan children where malnutrition is out of control. They're also hearing the gospel.
The gospel is fundamental to our mission activities. We have people who can come down on week-long mission trips. They do various activities with the kids. They teach them Bible songs. We have vacation Bible school. The kids just love it.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Gospel for Asia-supported missionaries experienced harassment from anti-Christian extremists this Christmas. A pastor received flack after many people received gifts from the Gospel for Asia gift catalog. Extremists who regularly harass Christians accuse the ministry of forcing people into Christianity by giving them gifts. Pray those receiving them and the extremists would come to faith, not because of the gifts, but because of a true encounter with Jesus Christ. Next, it's time to make New Year's resolutions. This year, your list could include taking a trip to help children. Steve Gerink with Worldwide Christian Schools needs your hands in Belize.
As a tourist, you see the golden beaches, the beautiful coconut groves, the palm trees. Everything that you could imagine about a paradise is there in Belize. But you step away from the paradise, and what you see is people who can't afford the increased cost, even that are related to some of the tourism.
One Christian school is even built in a district of graveyards where many poverty-stricken people live.
We're looking to send teams from now through the fall. We have a school in the graveyard region that needs a second floor put onto it so the pastor there can reach more children in his community.
The work will provide a space for kids to learn and experience the gospel. If you're interested in getting a team together, just go to our website. And maybe you're looking for something more long-term. Your resolution might include an internship instead. Avant Ministries has several opportunities for students interested in missions to do cross-cultural internships in the summer of 2011. Internships give hands-on experience with church planning and mission work in the Middle East, Mexico, Eastern Europe, France, or wherever you end up. Domestic internships are available too. Our website has more information on that. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Time's running out just today to get your Vision Beyond Borders DVD documentary on the Karen people of Burma and related prayer guide. These resources will help you understand the atrocities facing the Karen so you can pray more effectively. Get your DVD and prayer guide, call 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org where you can also give a generous year-end gift. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.